We are back at it, welcoming your home improvement questions this hour. Thanks to Lindis Construction, Andy Lindis answering those questions. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Hope you are, too. Hope you had a good week. I want to toss out our number here for any phone call or text question the folks might have, 651-461-9226. Again, that'll work for a phone call or a text for Andy, 651-461-9226. Well, we got, I was going to say, kind of a reprieve from the governor again, weather-wise. It looks like another good weekend, maybe a few showers, which are much needed, of course. But what's been going on with Lindis? Getting a lot of projects done, I would imagine.
Oh, yes, indeed. This weather has been a blessing, for sure. You know, a little bit of rain, but it was in the evening. We could definitely use it. We can't be complaining about rain. I think we just went 34 days without it. So, and a little bit cooler now in the forecast, but then warming right back up. It looks like Monday and Tuesday, but we're getting everything done, Denny. We're getting through our backlog really, really nicely, and this is like the perfect weather to get jobs done. If I had to pick the perfect day, it would start somewhere between 30 and 40 and end somewhere between 50 and 65.
I'm with you.
Those days are why we want to work outside.
Absolutely. You know, getting a lot of reaction, I know you are too, about these GAF solar shingles and the solar roofing projects we talk about. Maybe, you know, we always get new listeners here, and maybe they haven't heard about this. Would you talk about those a little bit this morning, and then we'll pick up on calls or texts? But what's the deal with solar shingles? You say it's going to be the future.
It is. I really do believe, especially people that are in need of a new roof, this is going to be an option for almost everyone. When I say almost everyone, we have, you know, gone through the numbers with some folks, and it's just not feasible. They just don't have enough either southern or western facing slopes, or they have too much shade. So we try to factor all those things in. But for those that it is a feasible option, it really does become as good of a payback and as fast of a payback as any solar option out there. So if you are in need of a new roof, it seems to be the best option. And I would really stay away from any type of rack system. I have yet to go anywhere in the country with any rack system. Those are those systems that get installed above your roofing that haven't had issues or warranty claims. Or most people, it's a one-to-one. When I say one-to-one, I mean one for every one job they sell, they have to go back out there at least one time. That's not a product I'd want to offer. And that's why it's taken me forever. I've gone through countless solar options over the last 20 years, Denny, and this is the first time I've truly felt this was a viable product for our market, and it will be, I think, the number one roofing installed at some point. If not next year, it'll be, you know, they're saying, you know, 20, 30 years from now, 80% of the roofing installed across the country will have some type of solar component on it. Now, whether that's solar shingles or some type of venting, I don't know, but I know how much better this product has gotten in the last 5 years, so I can only imagine where it's going to be 5 years from now.
And with Lindis being such, you know, great, highly respected installers for roofing in general, I would imagine this is kind of a neat deal because you guys, Lindis, will, you know, you're going to manage the whole project yourself, right? You don't have to go to six different people.
Exactly, and that's why with everything that Lindis does, we have our lifetime workmanship warranty, so that will keep you covered there, and it is a well-thought-out process. And I'm telling you right now, Denny, we have the best deals that we're ever going to offer on GAF Solar. We need to install about 20 more of these jobs to really get enough information to understand what's going on, how long it takes us. So this is the time. If it's not like this is a new product. This is a well thought out 2 year process that's taken us to get to where we are right now. So if it's not like you're going to be taking a lot of risk, but I'm telling you, over the next month, will be the cheapest anyone ever gets GAF solar shingles from Linus Instruction, because 20 more of these sold and installed, and we'll have enough information to really know where our pricing is. And I have a feeling it's going to be just a little bit more than where it's at right now.
And I was thinking too, as we've talked about this, and for those folks who, you know, they want the savings, they want the good looks, how attractive it is. But maybe they're thinking down the road, we want to sell. Is there, I hate to use the phrase curb appeal, but I would imagine it's going to enhance curb appeal.
Oh, I compared to a rack system or even the Tesla solar shingle, it is, I would put it aesthetically way ahead of any of the other solar components that you could put on a roof. I truly do believe that it doesn't look exactly like a shingle, but it blends in markedly better. And if you were to compare them next to any of the other types of solars or even shingles, I just think it's a really good look. And GAF has a shingle to match the exact profile of the panel. So it's not like the entire roof is going to get the solar shingle, just where it's viable, that where it can actually conduct and generate energy. So we're going to have, you know, 1 to 5 arrays of solar shingles on your roof, and then an ordinary Timberline GAF solar shingle that's designed to have the exact same dimension of the solar panel shingle that is going to go on there, and it comes in a variety of colors as well if you don't want to match the black of the solar shingle.
And it's still October, and I know Linda's has some deals going on specifically for these solar shingles. What are they?
Well, like I said, right now it's as good a pricing as you're ever going to get on GAF Energy. We will come out and do a free assessment, talk you through what we can do and how we can do it. And then we are going to give you free labor, free installation on GAF solar shingles. So that's as good as an offer as it gets.
Tell you what, let's do. I'm looking at a test. Somebody wants you, and I know we have to take a quick break here. When we come back, they want to hear the process. If they call Linda, say, I want to check out these solar shingles, and yes, let's do it. Maybe you could explain a little bit the process of how it all gets done. We'll do that when we come back here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show presented by Linda's Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch with those folks, 844-9-LINDUS, or you can always get on the web, lindusconstruction.com. Looking at text messages, Andy, and if you want to call in your question, text either way, 651-461-9226. There's a nice one. Good morning. We recently had Linda's build a deck on our new house. We were impressed with the entire team, especially with Dave, who did the work. It turned out beautifully, and we highly recommend Linda's. Thank you. It comes from Randy. Thank you, Randy, for that nice comment. It's always good to hear, right? You never get tired of those.
Yes, never, ever get tired of those. We had a little company party this week on Wednesday. Just it's been a minute since we had everyone together, so it was a lot of fun. And celebrated some milestone anniversaries, 5 and 15-year anniversaries with a couple of our deck guys. And Dave's been with us for quite a minute, Dave Maxson, I'm assuming they're talking about. But we get a lot of compliments on them. And if you use your deck like I do, it's you spend as much time there as any place in your home when the weather allows. Like this time of year, we're out on our decks almost always. So it's fun to be able to be part of projects where people spend that much time.
I would imagine, I don't know if you did a little cooking, but I would imagine that in this gathering there was a little bit of food.
Yes, there was. Yep, we had some barbecue catered in and gave out a bunch of Milwaukee tools and had a really good time with everyone. A little pickleball, some bags. Yeah, it was fun.
All right. Congratulations to all the folks there at Linda's. Now, I'm looking at another text about LP Smart Side. What is, generally speaking, the LP Smart Side warranties? Can you address that about the warranty on LP Smart Side?
You know, the biggest warranty people are going to want to talk about is is going to be the finish warranties. And depending on the expert finish or the diamond coat finish, it's going to be 25 or a 30-year warranty. And we'll walk through that and the cost difference with every customer.
That's such great siding. Is it? Would you say that along with the steel? I mean, is that what most people want?
Yeah, it's the only two sidings that I'll install. And the reason why that is Linux Construction really started out as a siding company. And we've installed an awful lot of siding over the years, all different types, and removed an awful lot of siding over the years. So we know it fails. And for me, it comes down to, can I make the material last forever? Yes. But the paint, I can't. And both our steel siding and the LP smart side, I believe those are two of the most stable products and products that have a chance of making it that 50-year mark, which is what we're always after. But you might have to paint it year 25, 30, 35, somewhere in there.
It's great stuff. This listener, Andy, says we're about to replace asphalt shingles on a Rambler and then add gutters for both north and south sides. Their question is, should we choose a drip edge or a gutter apron? Please explain the difference. What are they saying there?
Where the gutters go, an apron. Where the gutters don't go, a drip edge. So the gutter apron is just a piece of flashing that's going to come down into the gutters and just to ensure, you know, water will use the principle of liquid adhesion. It will curl around the shingles as it's coming down the roof. And if you don't have a piece of flashing there, water can get between the gutters and the fascia board, or between the fascia board into your soffit area. In fact, we had a customer stop at the office earlier this week, and that's exactly what happened to him, and he ended up dealing with a bunch of rotten soffit area. So it's a good thing to put the gutter apron on, and I'm assuming that's what the installers want to do.
Okay. Another texter wants to know, how do the GAF solar shingles stand up to hail? I think you've addressed that in previous shows, but what's the deal with hail and those solar shingles?
Again, I believe they're going through the rating system now. It'll probably be a Class 3 shingle. The shingle outside of them is a Class 3, which is a better rating than most of the shingles installed out there today are. We've done some non-scientific testing at Linux Construction. We put some solar shingles on the ground and started dropping things on them. And it took quite a bit to damage the actual solar part. We had to up the ante in height and weight in what we were trying to drop on it. And the testing that it goes through, I believe it's a metal 1.5-inch or 2.5-inch sphere that's dropped from X amount of feet to get the class rating. So it should hold up. Now, just like anything or any type of solar system out there, if it would wreck an other type of solar system, I'm guessing it would wreck the GAF energy system. But if it becomes the nice part about ours, you know, it's right on the roof deck, so you don't have to worry about the glass breaking or anything like that. I think it's going to be stronger than what would any of the systems that get installed above your roof are.
Listener wants to ask you about insulation and the process with Lindis does. We talk about this a lot here on the show as well. We should, especially this time of year. What does Lindis do when somebody this time of year calls and says, "Hey, I think I need this house insulated"? What's the first step?
We're going to come out and run through the entire process. Don't be alarmed if we want to look at your basement as well. The entire home works together, so we're going to want to inspect everything, including your attic space, and we will do our heat map analysis up there with infrared imaging. We have cameras that we can put into walls. We will look for air movement in a variety of ways, and we'll come up with an exact assessment of what's going on with your home, how much insulation you have, the type of vapor barrier you have, attic air sealing needs, and then we will sit down and go over budgets and things of that nature and talk about whether or not insulation is a viable option. I can tell you this. Out of all of the things that we do, Denny, this is the product that we probably tell people more often than not it's not needed on these assessments. So I can tell you, I think this year alone, it's over 150-ish times we've gone out and told people, you know, your insulation is fine. So that does happen. So don't think we're just out here to sell you things, because we tell people all the time it's not needed. We're going to tell you if you already have an R40 or greater, probably not needed. Having said that, insulation isn't the be-all end-all. Sometimes there's some other things that might need to get done on your home. When I say that that insulation isn't the be-all end-all, the majority of the insulation that we ended up sucking out of attics to put down our spray foam, there's more than one type in there. Meaning people have tried to re-insulate that attic space before and failed. It didn't fix what they were trying to fix. Because attic air sealing is way more important. Ventilation, your air intake, all way more important than the actual inches of insulation are. I truly do believe that, and that's what we'll go over while we assess your entire home.
I'm glad a couple of minutes ago you mentioned don't be surprised if we go down your basement, and it's something Linda's did several years ago, because it kind of surprised me too, but it was good reason, and maybe you can explain why you check the basement all as well, because you said it's all kind of, everything works together, but why the basement?
You know, especially on older homes, we didn't really factor into insulating foundations and the rim when we installed homes that long ago, you know, in the 80s and even the 90s. So a lot of times it's just insulating the rim and sealing that off is going to be the number one thing to making that home more energy efficient. So that's why we're going to start down there, take a look at that. And like all of the plumbing and electrical and where your dryer vents goes out, those are notorious for leaking air. So if we can seal even those little things up and look at the vents on the outside around on that type of home, not only does that help with rodent control, but it really does. Again, it doesn't take a lot of space to affect the pressure of your home and how much air is coming in. Remember, when cold air comes in, it's going to move that warm air up. And that warm air is going to have to try to go up somewhere. And if your attic isn't sealed well enough, that warm air is going to go up through your attic. It's going to hit a cold surface. It's going to get condensation. And that's when mold, mildew, and all sorts of bad things happen.
I know you've talked over the years about, and I was just looking at some video about someone insulating a light switch. They took off the plate and they put either a foam thing in or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. because of this draft. And it's kind of a Band-Aid. I don't know. Maybe it does work as far as sealing off, but that's not the source, is it?
It's I wouldn't even call it a Band-Aid. All it is it's moving the wound. If a Band-Aid would move the wound farther down your finger, that'd be what this does.
Yeah, good.
So all it does is move the cold air someplace else. It doesn't allow maybe the cold air to come out in that exact spot. What's happening is air is moving in your walls from your attic through your basement or from your rim to your top plate, somewhere in there. So you need to stop that air movement from happening. And when you do that, that's when you're going to get less drafts. People try to replace windows all the time. Think of it's the windows leaking, and it's the fact that the cold air is coming down their wall. It's called stack effect, and or up their wall, and right, this time of year it'd be down your wall and coming out the trim, coming out the outlets, and everywhere there's a weak spot.
If you have a home improvement question, I'm looking at a bunch here. You can send them in by text, or you can call Andy if you like. Either way, here's the number to get it done, 651-461-9226. Texter says this, Andy: we will be leaving our house from November to April for winter. Just had a new HVAC system installed. They want to know what should the humidity level be set to. Nobody, by the way, will be coming in during all that time. So no doors opening and closing. Well, and we always get humidity questions about this time of year, too. What should the level be given where we are right now, or maybe midwinter?
You know, I set mine at 35%, but I know how much air movement's going around and how my home reacts to that, so I don't get any frost up on there. Depending on the home, if it gets really below zero, like they recommend under 20%, which is it's tough to achieve in some homes. But if no one's there, it means no one's using the shower, no one's using the stove, so there's going to be less moisture in that home already. But I to be on the safe side, maybe 30-35%. So, you know, if I'm at my home a lot, I am 35 to 45% for most of the winters where mine is set at, my dehumidification system. And but if I'm going to be gone, I crank it down to 35 for sure. And it's a good rule of thumb. Now, there's sensors that you can buy that tell you the exact humidity level, maybe this new HVAC system where you can tell you and you can read it on your phone and set it from your phone. So if you know it's getting colder, maybe you can lower it. But I think you're pretty safe at 35%. Okay. Enjoy warmer weather, I'm sure, November to April.
Yeah. And nowadays, like you suggested, I mean, you can do so much stuff on your phone. Adjust the temperature, you know, air conditioning, whatever, on the phone. So it's kind of slick. Texter wanted a kind of a follow-up on what you and I talked about as far as the possibility of spraying peppermint from a mouse rodent protection around the outside of your house. And this texter was kind enough to send this, saying that most big box stores, they do offer indoor and outdoor electric sprayers and a gallon-sized unit that they say lasts up to 3 months, combination of peppermint, spearmint, garlic. How about that? They love the show. Thank you for that. So there's stuff you can rent to check it out. We have no idea if it really works or not, but hey, could be like chicken soup. Can't hurt, you know.
Yep.
At all. All right, let's do this. Time to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll have more questions to get answered here. If you have a home improvement question, you can do it by phone, by text, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO, where it's 40 degrees now, we're going to get close to 60 later this afternoon. Stay with us. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show. We welcome your calls, your text messages at 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis with us again this morning. A lot of interest in these solar shingles, Andy, as you well know. This listener wants to know, what is the life expectancy of that solar shingle you talked about?
You know, the warranty is 25 years. My understanding is that's when it'll lose some efficiency over that 25-year time frame, but we're going to factor that into our guaranteed energy amount. But after the 25-year mark, it may start to, you know, lose how much energy it actually generates, but that's when the warranty runs out. I don't know how much longer it'll last after that, but I'm hopeful that it'll be longer than 25 years. And knowing that it's only been around for, I think this is year four, I think this is version three, year four. It's already evolved enough, and I have a feeling we just don't know what we don't know yet. But 25 years is the guarantee and the warranty thus far. It should last longer than that, but we don't know.
Lindis, you guys always are experimenting on your own about various products, maybe services as well, but generally products. Anything you've been working on for the last couple of months or thinking about testing out that you can kind of give us a tease? Decking, anything?
You know, we're always looking at a variety of things, but the main thing that we've been testing and doing this year is, one, roof maintenance and repairs, and two, GAF energy, which is the solar shingle. Those are the two things we've been working our tails off on this year. Decking only has some new features, new fasteners, new railings, other enhancements that we can do. But you can get an estimate, and the guys can walk you through all that as well. Windows, not a lot new there, but it's all been more on the maintaining your roof, repairing your roof, and GAF energy shingles this year.
And speaking of windows, you brought up windows, people, I've talked to some folks, and you get this question all the time. What is so good about this Infinity by Marvin window we talk about?
Two things, Altrex and the Everwood. It's a stainable, non-wood material, so you never have to worry about mildew, rot. We can match your existing trim. And I'm telling you, as far as energy efficiency goes, I have multiple different types of windows in my home. And these windows are always performing better than any of my other installs. And even at our office, and we've done it in the same room, so it gets the same sun exposure. And triple pane versus our infinity double pane window. And the inside temperature of glass when below zero is always warmer than any of the other windows. What that means, it's always going to be a warmer surface, so you get less of that cold surface. The air in your house can hit it and it can start to move and can start to feel like a draft there. That's going to be less of a chance happening with the infinity window by Marvin. Also, while having a warmer surface, less chances of condensation. So you don't have to worry about frosting up on your glass nearly as much as you do with any of the other types of windows out there. I'm telling you, the good folks at Marvin up in northern Minnesota have figured out the best window to install in our market, and that's the infinity window. And that's why, again, we offer a couple of different varieties of windows. It's over 90% of our installs this year are the Infinity Window by Marvin. When you compare apples to apples in prices, it really is the best window. And get a little bit more expensive, especially if you're choosing the Everwood option. But if it's white on white or any of the other colors, it really is competitive.
And I'm thinking, too, about various homes have maybe larger areas or different shaped windows. Marvin, you know, that window, can you put that in there? Can you fill that hole?
Yeah, we can custom make it to fit almost any opening. Well, any opening. There hasn't been really an opening or a remodel that we've worked on that we haven't found a window or a combination of windows to work in whatever opening the homeowner wants. And sometimes that's adjusted in the opening. We've made some openings way bigger. We've changed the look of some walls with the windows in a variety of styles, whether those are double hungs, the casement windows, which is what people know as crankouts, sliders, awning-type windows, specialty-shaped windows. These are all custom-made for your home. We're going to have a professional come out, and we're going to sit down and go over all of the details of the window, measure each opening. So when we order these windows, they're specifically made for you. And they will be awesome, I'm telling you. Out of all of the things we do, I sat and read positive reviews that came in over the last 8 days at our company party this week. And I think it was like 15 minutes long of me reading 5-star reviews. Wow. And a lot of them were from our window installers. Yeah, people really enjoy them. They are true craftsmen. We are going to change the look of your home, and you're going to notice a difference right away, not only in how much light comes in, but how much more warm how much warmer your house is, or how much more energy efficient your house is. Whether you're trying to cool it or heat it, our windows are going to do a better job than whatever you have in your home now.
Excellent. Excellent. Texter has this question, Andy. Is installing a smart thermostat an easy thing to do for the average homeowner? I haven't done that.
You know, if you can follow directions, I would say yes.
That's why I haven't done it.
I know a lot of people that have done it and been successful with it. There's a variety of them out there. I use a Honeywell Smart Home thermostat in all of mine right now, and I've had really good luck with that. I know there's thermostats that work with a variety of smart home hubs, so you might want to look into that as well. But for relatively a little amount of money, and it's amazing how much a smart thermostat can actually save you. When you really start to look into it, out of all of the things that you can install in your home, a thermostat that adjusts automatically and tries to do it in the most efficient way possible is something I would take a look into. And having the ability to know what's going on and getting alerts from your phone, it's a nice feature. Especially when you're like the folks that texted earlier, Daniel. If you're going to be gone from November to April, for how little it costs to set your home up to be able to operate it away, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, for sure. Here's a question, as you know, we get quite often. Linda's Construction does not go as far north as Brainerd, but do you know any good companies that would serve that particular area as far as construction companies?
Yes, sir. Luckin Companies out of St. Cloud, Minnesota, or St. Joe, Minnesota. Luckin Companies, LUTGEN.
All right. I had a feeling you were going to mention Luckin Companies. So that's good. That'll serve the brain area. Thanks for that text. And I'm looking at, oh, yes, here it is. Good morning, Andy and Denny. We're putting in a gas fireplace insert in our cabin. Want to paint the brick before that's installed. Can you recommend a paint to use? Well, I know there's a type of paint for that type of texture, but I've never done that myself. I'm always hesitant to paint brick. But what do you think, Andy? I would just ask folks at, you know, Hirschfields or Sherwin-Williams or someplace like that, Ace Hardware.
Yeah, those are the three places I would trust the experts. The paint desk at Ace Hardware, those folks always seem to point me in the right direction. I've had really good luck with that, the Sherwin-Williams places as well. So they're going to tell you what you can and can't paint and what materials you should use. And getting the right paint to go with the project is probably the most important step in painting. The next most important step in painting is to not allow me to do it, because I'm the world's worst painter, Denny. I end up with paint everywhere.
I did not know that. All right, I'll remember that.
My wife does not allow a paintbrush to come near me. Now, you know, she's the type of painter. She doesn't have to use tape. You know, she can edge without using tape.
She's precise.
Yeah, wow. A little precise. Wow. Maybe I just feel bad. Maybe I'm not that bad of a painter. Just compared to her, I'm terrible.
I have to use a lot of tape, so I know the feeling. Well, look, Andy, we're out of time. 844-9-LINDAS, you want to get in touch with those folks if you have a project in mind. Those solar shingles, maybe you want to get the new windows we talked about or insulation. Get a hold of these good folks. 844-9-LINDAS. Andy, have a tremendous week. Let's join up again next Saturday. What do you say?
Sounds wonderful, Denny. Thank you so much, and have a great day. And we didn't even get to talk about Lenny today, Denny. I was going to bring that up. We'll do that next week.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, have a good week. Thanks for listening.